Hi everyone, and trust all of you are doing extremely well and keeping safe. Welcome back once again. So today, let's talk about something very, very common these days. Stress. Yes, it has become so common these days that even students and kids are reportedly suffering from stress. Each of us go through some or the other kind of stress every day. And most of the time, we don't even realize until we experience a severe physical distress. In fact, many medical researchers have proved that many of the diseases are caused due to underlying stress and poor lifestyle over a long period of time. So let's listen to what our stress management expert, Dr. Pramod Pathak, advises through one of his articles. Don't let stress kill you. Coronary heart diseases, or CHD as it has been coined, have emerged as a major cause of mortality worldwide. High cholesterol, smoking, drinking, blood pressure, overweight, tobacco use, and diabetes are strongly related to CHD incidents and are called the risk factors. However, of late, it has been observed that CHDs occur in persons who are free of these risk factors. The reason may lie not just in physiology or pathology, but in psychobehavioral aspects also. Stress is that psychobehavioral aspect. It is both a non-specific stimulus as well as non-specific response. Psychologists suggest that people do not respond directly to stimuli. Rather, they respond to the meaning of the stimuli, which is a result of their perception. This perception depends on the personality. Stress is the way you think. An event stressful for one person may be absolutely normal for another. Stress is not only a response but also a function of individual appraisal of the situation. The way people perceive and respond as they cope with the daily stresses of life can intensely affect their hearts. Psychologically, people perceive situations to be threatening and challenging, and this cognitive appraisal may cause psychological disturbances like depression, anxiety, temper tantrums, and physiological disturbances such as cardiovascular problems, blood pressure, diabetes, ulcers, high cholesterol, etc. These situations may subsequently lead to chronic stress. The interpretation of stressful events is more important than the events themselves. Psychologists have studied various physiological reactions to stress throughout the body and inferred that when an organism perceives a threat or experiences a shock, it quickly releases hormones to survive in the situation. This is a physiological reaction that occurs in response to a perceived harmful event. Stress has been defined as a condition in which an individual is confronted with an environmental demand related to him, and he perceives the outcome as uncertain but important. This uncertainty is a cause for anxiety, which leads to stress.
it is important to understand that stress can be caused due to many reasons that can range from cataclysmic events like earthquakes to personal crises like death in the family or loss of a job. However, more than these big incidents, the small daily hassles experienced in day-to-day life is more problematic when it comes to stress. One reason may be their continuous nature. An analogy can be drawn by the following situation. Let us say that a container containing 200 liters of water is poured on a flat wooden table. What will be observed? After some time, the water spills over, evaporates, and the table gradually dries up with little or no effect. However, if the water from a container half the size is allowed to continuously drip on the table, one drop at a time, we can observe that after a while, a permanent dent is made on the table. This explains the mechanism of stress. Cataclysmic events or personal crises are for a short while causing acute stress, and the individual adapts to those and gradually tides over. However, the daily hassles of life, which impact continuously, create a dent into an individual's body and mind, which is reflected through physiological ailments and behavioral disruptions. What is the way out then? Simply stated, it is taking the daily hassles in your stride. Trains will be late, taps may run dry, bosses may be over-demanding, wives may nag, husbands may be annoying, but this is the reality. Don't look for ideal conditions in real life. Rather, make yourself ideal to face any condition. Remember, everything gets better with time. So no point worrying. As they say, Hakuna Matata. Don't worry, be happy. So until next time, take things in your stride and be very, very happy. Have a wonderful week and take very good care of yourself. See you next time.